let's do change course a bit. Place it in time when you began to research a relatively non-musical problem, mm-hmm. that of Schumann's hand.
Well, what happens is that one begins to research Schumann, and then when you do that, you move into every known area of his life and work. And, of course, the big problem about him, one problem that everyone comes up against straight away, is what happened to his hand. And there have been various theories about that. But it was always clear to me that there was something very mysterious about it. For example, Clara Schumann in later life, when asked which finger it was that he had damaged, absolutely could not remember. And it strikes me that there's something very strange indeed about that, that if one actually has damaged a finger through, as it has often been suggested, through injudicious over-exercise at the keyboard, Clara Schumann, who knew him well at this time, would surely know what the cause of it was, what damage had been done and how, and which finger was affected. But these things she did not know. And the conclusion from that is, it seemed to me, that no such thing had actually occurred, that he had not damaged his finger in the course of ordinary overexertion at the keyboard. Another reason for thinking that is that almost nobody else has done that. There have been many pianists and many assiduous practisers, but records of people who have practiced so assiduously as to cripple or disable themselves at the keyboard are very rare, and it would be a very peculiar and odd thing to do. So one has to look for some other explanation. And the German sources are from very early. One can't help noticing that the German biographies say pretty clearly, or hint rather extensively, that Schumann suffered from syphilis, as a great many composers and poets did in the 19th century, and this was the reason for his later insanity, as in many other cases, like Baudelaire instantly comes to mind, and many others, Lenau also, a German poet of the period. And then one has to have regard to principles of economy and reasoning. Is it possible to suggest that there is some one cause which unites all these three things and explains the whole of Schumann's medical history, including the damage to his finger? I dare say that he did actually damage his arm or finger mechanically by a fall or something. And the medical evidence seems to suggest that that is the case, not by practicing, but by simply by falling over, perhaps in one of his tipsy fits, because he drank very heavily in his youth, in his university days, at the time when this injury occurred.